Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Elliott joins the show coming up at 12. He is at the NovaCare Complex. Some Eagles talk today, start of the voluntary portion of the scheduled OTAs. Jalen Hurts in the building. I saw that. So we'll talk to Elliott coming up. And I know he has some strong opinions on what Howie said yesterday. Also strong opinions on the story that came out this morning. Now, this was fascinating. So the story headlined at ESPN, Inside Bill Belichick's Failed Offseason Job Hunt. So when the season ended and Belichick was out in New England, I think there were, what, 8 openings across the NFL?
Yeah.
And there was an assumption Belichick would get one of these jobs. Obviously, we know he did not. So story today about how close was he, what happened with the Falcons, because that's what everyone thought. He'd be in Atlanta and they would hire him. They didn't. They went with Raheem Morris. So, Hugh, a couple things hit me from this story. Number one, the idea that Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, in essence, didn't put the greatest word in. The way I read it, he kind of sabotaged Belichick's chances, which is a total joke by Kraft. The guy made him who he is, and he's trashing him on the way out. So that's one. But this is the one that caught my attention from our perspective, okay? So this is from the article this morning, ESPN. Owners and executives, even on teams that didn't have openings, discussed Belichick. Among them were the Eagles, who were coming off a disappointing finish 1 year after a narrow Super Bowl loss. Owner Jeff Lurie and general manager Howie Roseman, both Belichick fans, still strongly believed in their current head coach, Nick Sirianni. But Lurie thought it was worth asking a confidant about Belichick. A source close to Belichick said the coach would have been interested. Roseman told ESPN he had a conversation with Belichick, a check-in to see how the coach was doing after he was out in New England. A source close to Belichick confirmed there was no talk during the call about working for the Eagles. So they made sure not to do any sort of tampering or legal stuff.
No, I just called to see how they were. Hey, how you doing? How the kids?
Just saying hi. Yeah, how's the family?
100%, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure. Still, this is from the article. Still, there was chatter in league circles that Philadelphia and Belichick could be a match. Now, here's why, apparently, it was not. The Eagles still thought that Belichick had his fastball, who had nearly beat them in the opener of the 2023 season, but Lurie wondered to a confidant, was it worth overhauling the building, changing personnel and philosophies on everything from training staff to salary cap structure for someone who might only coach for 2 years? There's a lot here. There was a conversation that we had in January. Should they do it? Would they do it? All that kind of stuff. It's pretty obvious they thought about this, Hugh. They asked around. They talked to Belichick. And it came to the determination they didn't think he was done as a coach. They just wondered if it was worth upheaving everything for a couple, just, you know, a short burst.
Yeah, and that's what it is, because I think there was somewhere in the story they talked about he only got 15 games left to pass. Who was it, Coach Shula?
Mm-hmm.
Coach Shula is the all-time winningest coach, and they were kind of worried about whether or not he just wanted to hang around to do that, and they didn't want to upheave their whole coaching staff, their scouting department, and all other stuff. The bottom line to me is this. When you look at Coach Belichick's resume and what he's been able to accomplish in New England, I feel like that's a no-brainer. This screams to me like nobody wanted to turn over their organization to a guy who they didn't feel that was all in. But, boy, I tell you, if with the talent that we have for the potential outcome of the winning, I think I would have gone ahead and took that one. Because, I mean, I look at the NFL like this anyway. Like, you got five-year spurts where you have a Super Bowl window, and then you have to figure out how to stay relevant until you get back into that window. That's kind of how all teams are built. You look at the Buffalo Bills, for example. Some would argue that they're probably out of their window. They missed their window. They missed their window when they went to the AFC Championship game against Cincinnati Bengals, and they came up short. So they did that twice, if I'm not mistaken. They did it with the – was it they beat Kansas City one? No, that was – I'm thinking about Cincinnati. Still.
Yeah, no.
Thinking
Bills
about Buffalo.
Have lost to the Chiefs and the Bengals.
That's what it is. Yeah. That's what it was, the Chiefs and the Bengals, yeah. But so some would say that they're probably out of their championship window.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking like maybe if Belichick is here and we get one Super Bowl appearance, I think that's worth it if he's only here for two seasons.
Well, of course. I mean,
and then you look at his – man, his resume is impeccable. It's amazing. Like, the thing I find funny about all of this, you talk about Robert Kraft and the success that he's had with Coach Belichick being there. Like, I don't understand how rich people operate, because he poo-pooed a guy that helped build his empire. Like, was right there from the – like, the New England Patriots are not talked about the way they're being talked about, in my opinion, if it wasn't for Bill Belichick. Let me just go a little bit further, because I know we've been talking about this. I haven't seen the documentary. I've seen some of the snippets of some of the guys that have talked about Coach Belichick. And I just find it hard to believe that a guy that has given so much to so many different individuals that probably weren't going to be as successful as they were with him had so much negative to say about him. I just find that fascinating. I find it fascinating how certain guys that if they played with other teams wouldn't be talked about or revered the way that they are, had so many negative things to say about the way that he coached. And the fact that when you talk about that Patriots team, at what, 9 Super Bowl, like 8 championships, 7 championships, 10 appearances?
6 titles he won with the Patriots.
Something like that, yeah. That, to me, is cause enough just to show that man all kind of – you know what it reminds me of? When Bobby Knight was coaching back in the day. Probably a lot of people don't understand that. And when he became a dinosaur, when the younger players that he coached didn't like his coaching style. And then all the older players had to come to his defense, like the Isaiah Thomas and guys like that, yeah. Talked about how great he was for him. Coaching has changed, man. And I just find it fascinating that people are willing to poo-poo on a guy who's giving you so much.
So
it's crazy.
Two major things that stood out to me. One, the Eagles investigated this. This was not make-believe. They investigated it. If I'm Nick Sirianni, I do not feel secure right now.
You shouldn't have felt secure.
But I especially don't feel secure. So there was another part of the article where it said, all right, he's not going to coach this year, Bill Belichick, but next year he still wants to, and he's got 3 teams on his radar. The Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the New York Giants. 3 teams, obviously, that all could have new coaches next year. I mean, the Giants stink, and Dable's run could be over. McCarthy's on the hot seat every year. I can't believe they kept him anyway. And we know with Sirianni off of last year, he certainly could be gone if they have a tough year or don't make the playoffs or whatever. So Belichick's still circling this thing. The Eagles thought about it. I wouldn't feel secure if I was Sirianni. And then, I mean, reading some of these, the reasons these teams didn't want to bring him in, like the Falcons or whoever, or the Commanders. Josh Harris wanted to set up the structure like the Sixers, which just like, holy moly. Think about that, what I just said. But I think some of the, you said, you know how rich people think? Hugh, I know how egotistical people think. They don't want it to not be about them. Because if these front office people let Belichick in, who gets all the credit?
Belichick.
Bill. I think it's ego. It's ego-driven. The Robert Kraft thing is ego-driven.
Yeah.
He wants all the credit for the Patriots.
And I think the bottom line is this. It's about winning. Like, for me, it's about winning championships.
It should be that way for every team.
It's about winning championships. And if Bill Belichick gives me the best chance to win a championship in this short window that I have, I'm okay with that. Like, the structure of the NFL and the way things are done change per your personnel. We have a quarterback. I think that this is a quarterback-driven league. We feel right now, and it's still up in there, that we have the quarterback of the future. And in that window that we have Jalen Hurts, we have at least 2 to 3 more seasons where we feel like we are in that Super Bowl window where we can actually win one. If we get Coach Belichick to come in and change everything and win, I'm okay with that. It's been done before. John Gruden did it with the Raiders. First year there, 1-1. I mean, so it's not like it's impossible to do, because it has been
done. No, it is not impossible.
But to your point, when it feels like it does feel a little ego-driven, because you didn't want him to get all the accolades. So you decide, you know what, man, I don't want to hire him.
So I also, you know, part of me also wonders if the Eagles just didn't want to turn over their way they do things. I mean, it would, if I read this article this morning and it said the Eagles viewed Belichick as past his prime. They just don't think he's a great coach anymore. Like a lot of great coaches, at the end, he's just not as good.
Mm-hmm.
I would, okay. I mean, that's their assessment, whether or not I agree or not. Okay, I get it. But it says in here, the Eagles still think this guy's a great coach. They just didn't want upheaval everything. They like the way they do. It reminds me, when we had this discussion in January, people were like, they'll never bring him in because there can never be a coach with power here because Howie needs the power.
That's what it kind of feels like.
It does.
And that's why it kind of feels like Coach Sirianni is still here. That's why this year is going to be so pivotal to see how this works out for Jalen and for Coach Sirianni.
There's a lot of boom or bust to this
season. Yeah, it is. And that's why it's interesting to see when Howie sits there and talks about the young guys and how excited they are about the young guys. Joey, a lot of these young guys are going to play. Like, whomever we pick as our first-round draft pick, he's going to play. I would even venture to say that second-round and that third-round pick, you talk about 53 guys, there's going to be – we got to pick from the 53 with the first three picks that we have, some 53 good players. I got a feeling. Like, and this goes back to what I said a while ago. Those three guys, you got to get at least three guys in this draft that are going to play, contribute.
Well, the pressure's on. I mean, after reading this article, the pressure's on Sirianni, the pressure's on Howie, the pressure is on. We might look back on this as one of the most comical things in NFL history, and I don't just mean the Eagles. Like, the Atlanta Falcons chose Raheem Morris. And he's not I think he could still be a good coach.
No, he is, and he has a tremendous upside.
The Carolina Panthers chose Dave Canales. Like, we might look back on this as these teams really talked themselves out of Bill Belichick when he was available. It's amazing.
Because it's not about winning. It's about who gets the credit for winning.
They didn't want him. I mean, it seems just that they didn't want him.
We should all be relieved that Bill Belichick is not the head coach of the Eagles right now. Because they're right. Bill Belichick does get personnel control when he's here. Not only that, we're probably dealing with another year of Matt Patricia as the defensive coordinator. And his good buddy Josh McDaniel is the offensive coordinator.
But those guys won together.
Those guys are garbage.
They won together.
They're not winners. Neither of them have jobs right now, do they?
No, they won together.
No, all three of them do not have jobs right now.
Right, I know.
Because you know what happened? Bill Belichick got personnel control over the Patriots and decimated the roster.
But he wouldn't have had personnel control
here. Bill Belichick
is
cooked. The guy is going to limp his way to beating Don Shula's record. He's like the LeBron of the NFL right now. It's a joke where he's just adding to his total numbers.
Did I miss something?
You're the what? There is a practical joke going on around here on me. I think all of you have gotten together and say, let's just see how annoyed Gilio could get if we say we don't want Belichick, we don't want Trout, we don't want LeBron, we don't want the best.
I just think you think it's 10 years ago.
No,
like you jumped in a time machine and all of a sudden it's 2014.
I know what year it is, okay? It's 2024. The issue is I'm taking what these guys are compared to what I have now. No, I understand he's not as great as he was 10 years ago. I've got Nick Sirianni now.
Oh, you who's the guy who's been to a Super Bowl more recently than Bill Belichick?
Did you watch yesterday's press conference? You feel good about that
guy? I saw my head coach get to a Super Bowl more recently than Bill Belichick.
Yeah, with this roster.
I saw him win 11 games last year, and Bill Belichick win how many?
I mean, Coach Belichick, playoff experience,
this
man.
Is
I mean,
Coach
this,
Belichick
this
is a has-been.
Well, the Eagles didn't think that. Apparently, the Eagles just didn't want to uproot the way they do things.
Look,
they still think he has his fastball.
I think part of that is just, like, this is what we know about Howie Roseman. He calls everybody. He taps into every possible avenue.
But he did make this phone call while he had a head coach. I mean, if I'm Nick Sirianni,
like saying you have a girlfriend, but you're going to call no just to see where her head's at.
Yeah, just say hi.
I didn't ask to date her. I just took her out for a couple of drinks and asked her what you've been up to.
Nothing wrong. How's the actual girlfriend going to feel about that?
Yeah, I don't think the actual girlfriend's going to feel good about it.
Yeah, I don't either. 215-592-9494.
I should dump myself.
Your reaction.
Yeah, you should. I was surprised you went as far as
that one, we towed the line there. All right, your reaction to the Belichick story. The Eagles investigated it. Howie talked to him, apparently not actually about the job. Eagles still think he has his fastball, but they didn't want to uproot the way they do things around here. And, of course, Jimmy Butler, Joel Embiid. It's a legacy game tonight for Joel. Your gut feeling on this game, Phillies as well, and the Reddick thing. I mean, I know there's people out there that have talked themselves into the Reddick thing. Crazies out there this morning. Mikey, what's up, Mikey?
Mikey,
hey,
with us.
What's up, guys?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up? Hey, first of all, awesome show, man. I listen to you guys every morning out here during the week.
Oh, Mikey, so, we appreciate that, man. What are you thinking?
Yeah, heck yeah. I'm thinking, I know I sound crazy about Bryce Huff and Hassan Reddick, but we got to get young and we got to move forward. And I know you said it was going to work this year, but this is kind of the last year where we're, like, shedding off, like, our older players. Like, we're getting younger at corner. Obviously, defensive line does go into your secondary. If our defensive line is moving and getting to a quarterback, then yeah, our secondary is going to look better. But maybe Hassan Reddick just wasn't working with what we got going forward.
Well, the Eagles determined that, Mikey. I mean, they didn't think it was worth it. I mean, to pay him the money, to keep him on the roster. And look, that's why the pressure is going to be on guys like Nolan Smith to play well, Bryce Huff to play well, to be worth the money. And Howie, right? Like, if this defense is not good enough, we're going to look at Howie.
Yeah, he's going to be looking at him crazy if he's not good enough.
Yeah, we're all kind of looking at him crazy because last year the guys couldn't even tackle, man. You know what I mean? Like, I watched every single Eagles game since I've been a fan, since I've been a kid, man. And this last playoff game that they played against the Buccaneers, I'd even watch it because I already knew the way everything was going, the way they just quit. Like, didn't even watch it, man. So, you know, that was kind of tough.
Well, it was more than tough, Mikey. It was the defense at the end last year was embarrassing. I mean, they didn't tackle anybody. They didn't cover anybody. They didn't
even seem like they were even interested in tackling anybody.
They made Tyrod Taylor look good. They made Baker Mayfield look great. It was terrible.
Terrible. You know, so all I got to say is being an Eagles fan this whole time, I've been an Eagles fan since I was shit a kid, and I stay out here in California. So that's kind of random in Southern California. There's not too many of us, man. I didn't grow up in Philly. I've been there a couple times, been to some games at the Link, been to tailgates. And to be honest with you, man, just to see that and to see what the Eagles have right now, we've never seen this. We've never seen a receiver sit T.O. like A.J. Brown. You know, we had Deshaun Jackson. Now we got Devontae Smith, an upgraded receiver off of that. Even though Deshaun Jackson did what he did, man, we got badass tight end. Saquon Barkley, there's no reason we shouldn't be in that last game. There's no reason. Other than this defense falling apart on us.
Well, the defense, right. I mean, Mikey, they have enough on offense. Yeah. I think we all realize, like, you know, exactly. Playmaker-wise.
Yeah, they loaded up on.
Yeah, it's that defense. And, Mikey, we appreciate the phone call. That defense, and that's why the Reddick story is not going to go away. That's why I was confused at why Howie was seemingly annoyed yesterday. That Reddick thing is going to go, until the Eagles come out and play great defense without him, then we'll stop talking about it.
Yeah.
But until then, it's a story.
And that's probably why he was annoyed. You know, just thinking like, why is you asking me this question? But it was valid.
Yes.
Because we haven't had a chance to talk to you about Hassan Reddick yet. So, yeah, it was a valid question.
And it's the biggest thing that's happened in the last few weeks with the Eagles.
No doubt.
I mean,
no
we're looking forward to the draft and we're doing our daily mocks and we know all the guys they're bringing in for visits. But nothing has really happened in the last few weeks aside from the Eagles moving on from Hassan Reddick. It's a major part of this offseason. I'm surprised that Howie was as annoyed about the whole thing as he was. 215-592-9494. Then you know, the Eagles are probably really glad that this Belichick story came out the day after that press conference.
Because, you know, Urad would have been asking questions
about
that.
Well, you know what the question would have been to Howie. What did you talk to Bill Belichick about?
Yeah, what was the purpose of talking to him?
Because
why are you checking on him?
The article did say Roseman told ESPN he talked to Belichick. So it's not like it's just a rumor. Like Roseman in this article said it. Yeah, no question. He talked to him. The Eagles talked to Bill Belichick. All right, I got a comp for you. I think Kyle might agree with this one. Kyle, you know the last time I can remember people in this city talking themselves into a move even though we knew deep down it didn't make any sense?
Jimmy Butler.
And I did that. I was wrong on Butler. I did it. I sat here like an idiot. And I said, well, yeah, I get it. Tobias Harris is young. And Jimmy Butler is a little older. And maybe he'll fall off. And it doesn't fit next to Ben Simmons. And we moved on from a really good player that didn't. And why? He wanted to be here.
That's a good comp. Even because Jimmy had a little tumultuous time when he was in Minnesota. And
it was even tumultuous here. He was calling out the coach in meetings. I mean, Jimmy's a lot. I mean, I think part of why it's worked for Jimmy in Miami, Hugh, is
because of Spoelstra.
Yeah,
because, you know, like there was a time where LeBron tried to get Spoelstra fired, and it didn't happen.
And Pat Riley said,
"Yeah,
no.
Pat Riley, yeah, because he has the backing of the
call from mom." Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Front office. So, yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, the Butler thing worked for them. I don't know if it would have been perfectly easy here. I'm just saying, like, we did this 6 years ago. Like, yeah, whatever. Let's move on from this guy. Didn't work.
You guys want this LeBron fellow who tried to get Eric Spoelstra fired.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, LeBron is still played, though, man.
NBA players get coaches fired all the time. Like, yeah, I'm not losing sleep over coaches.
Maybe fire the greatest coach in the NBA right now.
But he didn't, and he won with
it. Yeah, he did. He tried to get his fired.
Yeah.
You guys just invite that.
Wait, hold up. Now, nah, we just invited.
Because this is what I always forget when we talk about the Sixers. The parades that have been rolling down Broad Street the last 5 years.
You missed the last one.
Yeah, I must have. Let's go to Tom in Reading. Who's up? What's up, Tom?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Tom. What's up?
So, I got a question. Back in 2003 is the last time before you guys won the Super Bowl in 2017, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how many quarterbacks you guys have in the process of that era?
You mean like from 03 to 17?
Yes.
A lot. I mean, from Donovan to Kevin Cobb to Nick Foles to Mark Sanchez to Michael Vick to Vince Young to, you know, we can go on for a while here. You know, Sam Bradford, Carson Wentz.
So I was talking to Kyle in the back, you know, when I was on hold and that, and he was saying about Bill Belichick, you know, washed up. I mean, he had Tom Brady. We all know Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback ever, you know, ever. You know what I mean? But he drafted Mac Jones. Mac Jones was a wash. All right? But just because he got fired because of it doesn't mean he's not a good coach anymore. You know what I mean? You're not going to hit every single time in a draft. You guys should know that. I can see why they wanted Bill Belichick. I'm actually shocked he didn't get a job when it comes down to it. But I just thought that saying Bill Belichick's washed, Kyle in the back there saying that, I don't think that's
it's insanity.
At all. Kyle's an idiot.
It's insanity. We deal with a lot of insanity around here.
Washed is so strong.
It is strong. It's insane.
Isn't he like by definition a has-been, though? He doesn't have a job. If he's this great, all-time great head coach still today, why is he without a job?
You saw the story. These idiots talk about it.
Yeah, it's all just
afraid.
A giant sabotage job by Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft's part of it, but can we also factor in the morons that we have part of this whole thing? Forget the Eagles. They decided to keep Sirianni. I don't think the Eagles are morons at all. Josh Harris? Arthur Blank? The guy Arthur Blank last year said we have a quarterback in Desmond Ridder when Lamar Jackson was available. Like, these people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, but if he's the Bill Belichick you pretend he is, like, shouldn't there be a team that, like, has a coach that's like maybe on the hot seat, you know, maybe like the Eagles or the Cowboys, that would have pulled the plug, got rid of their coach, and brought in Bill Belichick if he's that much better.
I agree. All right, before we go any further.
I wonder what Robert Kraft said to Arthur Blank, to make him stop.
Robert Kraft's a clown. Now, could we, this guy's a lot.
That was that Dynasty documentary thing was a joke.
He's a clown.
I mean, the way that, like, I think Belichick, as of right now, as it has been, but the way they talked about him throughout those 20 years was actually a disgrace.
Egomaniac, that's Robert crazy. Kraft is what he is. All right, can we get to a mid-show, midweek take? Because I have something on my mind.
What you got, man?
All right, my battle with traffic on 95 continues. So I have a suggestion here. And Hugh, I don't think everyone's going to like this, but sometimes, you know, to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs, all right?
Got to break a few eggs.
I don't know if you remember this, but and maybe your school was different when you were back in high school or school. But when I was in high school, the cafeteria was only so big, so we had to go in like waves.
Yeah, like first grade, second grade.
Right,
right.
I'm suggesting that for traffic in the morning on 95.
You know, so, nobody's going to hear
that. No, this is the new thing. Once a week, if you're like, whatever day you get, maybe it's Monday, maybe it's Tuesday, Wednesday, you have to leave really early. We got to get the clutter out. So you're saying
like the 8 o'clock, like the people that go to work at 7 o'clock, need to be on the road
at
by
5:30.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the 9 o'clock people need to be there at 7 on the road at 7 if you miss your time.
We're going to stagger this. And if you miss your time, you stay home. I'm sorry. Or you go a different way.
That sounds like a hell of a plan. How are you going to regulate this?
I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm losing it. I can't move on 95 in the morning. We have to have some sort of staggering policy. Right? I don't know how we're going to enforce this. But something's got to change.
You should probably just lay on the horn constantly.
You know what's funny about that? I'm not that far away now, and I'm going to look at some places later on the day.
No way. That's a major update.
Today? Whoa.
I woke up this morning.
You waited until now to tell us this?
Well, it's like, you know, you wake up one morning, you know what, and you use some colorful words, and you just say, you know what, this has to stop.
That's how I felt about traffic today.
This has to stop.
And it was a lot of colorful
I feel
words.
You. But it's like, it all depends on the day. In the city, when traffic is the thickest, because it feels like on a Monday traffic's not that bad, and you know the mayor
Monday
has made
and Friday
an edict.
Aren't that bad.
Yeah, the mayor has made an edict. Y'all got to start coming to work at least. Yeah. You know, Tuesday seems like it's off the hook.
Tuesday is the worst day without question. The midweek mid show take sponsored by Matt Blatt Mitsubishi. Give Matt Blatt an at bat. All right, coming up next. We'll talk to Elliot down at the NovaCare Complex. Jalen talked today, his reaction to the Bill Belichick conversation, and, of course, his thoughts on the Sixers and the Heat tonight. All coming up next on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Let's talk about my friends over at Yards, because you know what happened recently here. Everyone knows that the major news happened, the new big acquisition, Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate. Me, no, I'm not playing for the Titans, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle and Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season, when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. I'm feeling a home run tonight. At bars all over the air, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years. Made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.